stand by while NCLA cuts through the noise to signal abuse of administrative power. This is Administrative Static with Mark Chenoweth and John Vecchione.
Well, our omnipresent announcer is wrong today because Mark Chenoweth is not with us, but Janine Yunus is with us, and we are joined by our colleague from Kentucky, Sheng Li, to discuss. We don't actually have a case at the present moment, but as you who listen to this program know, we have done a number of cases on the lawlessness of this of. President Biden's administration's student loan forgiveness plans, which are not in accord with law, as opposed to the student loan plans that were passed by Congress and that some at this table have taken advantage of and are lawful. And so, Sheng, what's happened in the student loan area this week?
So this was actually two major things happened. And they're actually unrelated, and some of the media accounts, I think, got them conflated. And as listeners may remember, there was the first big tranche of student loan forgiveness plan where NCAA was one of the groups that sued, and the Supreme Court about a year ago said that was unlawful. So immediately after the Supreme Court—
That was $500 billion.
$500 billion, yes. Yeah. Immediately after the Supreme Court said that, I think the week after, Biden announced a plan called the SAVE plan. That's a new plan, and it was announced in July 2023, and it's implemented throughout the year, and it's fully implemented at this summer. And what this does, it reduces monthly payments for a large number of borrowers to zero or very low, and then after 20 years forgives them the remaining, which is quite a lot of their loans. And so this plan was being implemented phase by phase, but before it got fully implemented. Over the last 2 weeks, two groups of states, totaling 18 states, challenged that plan. One group led by Kansas, and a second group led by Missouri. So that's the one thing that's happened, and kind of coincidentally, and not I don't think unrelatedly, the president on Monday announced a third major student loan forgiveness plan through a press release. So we actually don't know the details of this third plan, and we don't even have a name for it. So I'm just gonna call it the new plan. The new plan is a lot of moving parts to it. But the biggest part seems to be some way of forgiving the loans of all the interest that has accrued on your student loans over time. So if anyone who takes out a home mortgage loan, you know that over a 20 or 30 year period, a large part of what you pay back is going to be payment on the interest because it's so long.
Right.
And so the administration's proposing to
especially now at 6%.
Yeah, well, student loans have always been very high, 8% sometimes.
Right.
And what's going on is he's proposing to forgive either $10,000 to $20,000 of interest at a school, which is really the same as forgiving your principal. There's not a real distinction there. And he announced, we don't know how he got this number, but he says it's going to affect about 30 million borrowers, which is the majority of student loan borrowers out there.
So the argument in all is this right? The argument in all the cases is that this is not a valid interpretation of whatever congressional acts are authorizing these programs.
Exactly. Right. So, and we don't really know what the statutory authority he's citing. Last time he tried the HEROES Act, some vague language in a 2003 law. The speculation is that he might use the kind of language in the original 1965 Higher Education Act that I just wrote this down. I think this is what it'll do. I don't know if that's, when the proposed rule comes out, says something like the secretary has the power to may enforce, pay, compromise, waive, or release any right, title, claim, lien, or demand, however acquired, which seems to be very broad, right?
Yeah.
Like if you do have that power, that seems to be broad.
Right.
And I know we talked about, major question doctrine versus non-delegation.
How much money is this overall?
Oh, the amount of money for this for the, these new plans, it's actually unclear. The Penn Wharton model suggested something like $80 billion, which only but they only measured parts of the plan that have been announced, because there's another part that's kind of undisclosed that says he's going to do something for people in economic hardship, but he hasn't said what. There's going to be some kind of forgiveness for them.
And in fact, I will say this. So we have the first, the big one, the $500 billion one. Yep. That was struck down.
That was the $10,000 a person. Is that the?
Yeah, or 20,000, depending on. Yeah, 10 to 20,000.
And so that one was struck down.
Yep.
Then why are, if has anyone been forgiven on this one that's coming up in July? You were talking, the second one?
Yeah, there's been some forgiveness because there's one element that was implemented ahead of schedule.
Okay.
And it's a relatively small amount. The one that's happening in July, because it's the cost of it is over a long term. It's not, the cost of it immediately is relatively low because you're doing all the forgiveness on the back end.
Okay.
But that's
why they can sue now.
Exactly. And so, but the estimate from Penn Ward is that over 10 years, that will be another $500 billion.
Who's Penn Ward?
Penn Wharton, the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
Where
so,
Donald Trump.
That's right. Exactly. Yes, I know them now. So now this third one about – I thought there were programs for people who are financially.
Oh yes, that's kind of the problem with the third plan, because Congress actually had very specific language about what you can do for people who are in economic hardship. First, it defined economic hardship fairly narrowly to mean people who are in real economic dire straits. Like it's one of the conditions is it's like you have to be have a full time job while making the minimum wage. Which is, you know, not a lot of college students are doing that. And the second is that even if you fall under that condition, the relief Congress gives you is 3 years of deferment, not forgiveness, deferment. You get your payment paused for
do
up to 3 years.
Do you accrue more interest during that time?
You do not. So there's a little cancellation of interest, about 3 years of interest, effectively. But that's, you know, the fact that they gave you this amount suggests they didn't give you more than
that.
And that is statutory, and we haven't challenged that at all. For that reason. And so here, he's $80 billion, that's like more than they're asking to fight the Russians in Ukraine, right? I mean,
yes.
That's a lot of money. And I did see in National Review, actually, a whole thing on how the lawlessness of this is the problem, because I think that there's a lot of people listening to us who are all fine with student loans being forgiven, and you and I have looked at these statutes, and there is an awful lot of loan forgiveness that the Congress passed during COVID, right?
Yep.
They passed a law saying nothing accrues.
Yeah, that was a 6-month pause,
right.
And that probably was about $30 or $40 billion worth of forgiveness,
right? And again, that was statutory. The right people did that.
Yes, you might disagree with what Congress did, but the fact that they did it through the right processes. And you know, you might disagree with what Biden's doing here, but if he got this through Congress, I think we wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing anything.
Exactly.
So, and that is the nub of a lot of these cases that are at least my Twitter feed tells me is unpopular. So, but it is the lawlessness, because if they can do this, if they're allowed to comb through statutes and say that this gives me congressional power. The deficit, like, it's inflationary, right? That's a lot of money. And the deficit gets blown up without any congressional approval. And so there's a lot of bad downstream things that occur.
Just think of what happens if, you know, suppose Trump gets elected and he says, we're going to forgive the loans of everyone who bought a pickup truck. You know, like, where do you get the authority for that? And you know, maybe he goes through Congress or something like that and gets an appropriation bill passed, but, you know, good luck with that.
Yeah, I would think he couldn't do that because those are private. I mean, the big thing is the government's so involved in student loans now that they have them all. And but it could be, how about people who are behind on their taxes?
Yeah,
All the millionaires and billionaires who haven't paid their taxes.
Fine. Maybe a better example is he's going to go – because there's a student loan program that Congress passed that's for people who work for state governments or public interest sort of thing. What if he says everyone who works for a red state government, get your loans forgiven. Blue state governments, you're on your own, right?
Yeah. Probably have some kind of equal protection.
Something. Exactly. There'd be some, but exactly. So, but they're always going, because I guess the reason that the administration wants to do this, as far as I can figure, is they think that this will get them votes and young people. Well, actually, you can have them well into your 40s and 50s now. But
college educated. There's a college educated divide among the electorate that's, I think, driving this. And the fact that the administration is the first part of their plan to forgive a bunch of interest. They say they want to do that before November, and I think November is a telling date.
Yeah, you told me something about this that I didn't know. These things are normally done in July.
Yeah, so
why is that? Why don't you tell our audience?
Because I think this
is an interesting
rules
fact.
Rules made under the Higher Education Act, under the statute, whenever you make them, they don't take effect until the next July. And the reason is that you don't want to disrupt school years. If you don't want, like, in the middle of a semester, change the rules going forward. And so you typically go through notice and comment, and if you finalize a rule in September 2024, it wouldn't go into effect until 2025 July. Unless the secretary says, this is an emergency, we're exercising emergency reasons, putting this rule in effect. But here they say they seem to think they want to do that so it gets into effect before or around the election time.
Not
an emergency.
At the end of the fall semester for some reason.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, well, I found that an interesting fact because the idea, first of all, it seemed like good government policy to me to do it the year in advance and not screw up everyone's planning to July, and I didn't know that. And we'll be following this.
Yeah, there's no details yet. So they haven't proposed the details. They haven't cited authority. There's no notice and comment yet. But it should come, I think, in the next week or two.
Oh, okay. So you think it's that quick?
Or maybe.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe it's just all press releases.
All right. Well, Sheng, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And if we have I'm sure this will continue and we'll have you on again maybe when the rules come out. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.